in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation.
Receive your word with faith, meekness, and gladness. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened. That which we do not know, teach us. That which we do not understand, cause us to understand. Thank you, Father. At the end of the day, may your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, clap your hands, all you people. Come on, shout to the Lord. Celebrate Jesus. I say celebrate Jesus. Shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Come on, shout glory. Hallelujah. You might be seated in high places. I'm convinced beyond every iota of doubt that this year will be your best financial year. You did not hear me. I said this year will be your best financial year. So far. Yes. Your finances will somersault this year. Beginning from this month, I see exponential financial increase for you, your family, and everyone connected to you. You need to understand that anything God is doing is what He reveals and what He says to His servants, to His prophets. Amos 3:7, He says, surely the Lord God will do nothing, but He will first reveal His secrets to His servants, the prophets. In other words, God never does anything suddenly without first revealing His intention. The reason why God put it in my heart and spoke to me to preach along this line, Kingdom Finance, is because He's about to embarrass you, Ayagabadaya, with financial blessings. There is about to be a heavy downpour. In fact, it has started already. We are in the season of showers of financial blessings. I say we are in the season of showers of financial blessings, showers of financial favor, showers of financial wisdom, and you will fulfill your glorious financial destiny. I said last week that God has a plan for your finances. He has a purpose and a plan for your financial life. Are you listening? This is very important. And you discover it and you will fulfill it by His grace. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the subject of money is a very important subject. You know, religious people want to make you believe money is not important. We shouldn't talk about it in church. But the same people are working from morning till evening to earn salary, to earn money. Some of them cannot even come for midweek service because of their job. Some of them have, in fact, they can't serve God well again because their job doesn't give them enough time for them to be effective. Many Christians, some of them, their prayer life have died. They say they don't have time to even pray. Because early morning they've hit the road, then they come back tired in the evening. They continue like that, working for paycheck. Am I communicating? And then they now say money is not important. Is that not a contradiction? They say we shouldn't talk about it in church. So where should we talk about it? Inside mosque? Praise God. I said last week that look, the number one authorized institution that is supposed to teach on money is the body of Christ, the church. Did you hear what I just said? It's the church. You know why? Because the Bible calls the church the pillar and ground of truth. Outside of the church, what you have is lies and corruption. It's because we have failed as preachers to teach people how to make money kingdom way. How to make clean money, legit money, not fraud, not Yahoo, not money ritual, not stealing, not, are you getting me? Clean money, the right way, according to God's principles, according to God's word, how to be rich the kingdom way. Because we have failed to teach God's people, what has happened? They have ended up learning it, those that are desperate, because of the pressure. You know, people say money is not important. You also realize that money is as important as the oxygen you are breathing in this world. Are you getting me? By the time the financial pressure comes, the bills come, all of that, you see Christians now learning it from the people of the world. But unfortunately, many of them have learned the wrong way. They have learned the Babylonian way of making money that is corrupted. Some have even lost their faith in the process. You now see why we should teach it in church. Am I communicating? The word of God is final authority on all matters, including finances, including money. It's not Harvard Business School is not the final authority. Are you listening? The Babylonian system of the world, they are not the final authority. The word of God is the final authority. And the church must teach it. Because you must prosper financially. Are you listening? Listen, I taught last week that there is only one gospel of Christ. One, not two. Only one gospel of Christ. However, this one gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ has and is a gospel of grace. Am I communicating? The gospel is all about the grace of God. The Bible calls it the commonwealth of Israel. There's only one gospel. However, the gospel of Christ has numerous aspects that it covers. It covers all areas of your life. The gospel of Christ, there is no aspect that it does not cover. The Bible says God has, according as His divine power, has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. All things and godliness. He has given to us according as his divine power. And he said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God. So the power of the gospel has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Every area of your life is fully covered. So the gospel does not only cover your spirituality. It's not only your spiritual life, it's every area. It includes finances, money. It includes your business. Am I communicating? Your career. The gospel covers your relationship, your marriage, marital life, your family life, parenting, raising your children. It covers your academics. It covers your career, your profession. You talk about leadership. The gospel, it covers every area. Just like the church is ordained to be the number one authority in the area of leadership. Just like the church is ordained to be the number one authority on earth in the area of marriage and relationship and family life. That is how God has ordained that the church should be number one authority when it comes to finances. It is Satan, Satan that has brought in this idea, sponsored by religiosity, that makes Christian to be averse. You see, when you talk about money in church, some people will just, they become sentimental. That's negative sentiment. They start looking at you and suspecting you as if you'll be armed robber. Are you getting me? Listen, Luke 4:18. When the anointing came upon Jesus, Jesus said the number one thing that the anointing is on a mission to damage and completely destroy. Jesus said is poverty. Look at it. I didn't write the Bible. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. When the anointing came upon Jesus to fulfill his messianic mission on earth, Jesus said the number one thing that the anointing upon him was on a mission to damage and destroy, to give a final knockout punch. He said it's poverty. Look at it there. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel, the good news to the poor. The gospel is God's poverty eradication program. Did you hear what I just said? The gospel of Christ is God's poverty eradication program. So for we to eradicate the problem of poverty, we have to preach the gospel, the good news of what Jesus has done. The Bible says, for we know the grace of God, that though Jesus was rich, yet he became poor. 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9. That we through his poverty might be made rich. If it is true that he has been made poor, and yes, he has been made poor more than 2,000 years ago, at the same time, we were made rich. The gospel is God's poverty eradication program. Christ was made a curse for us. Galatians 3:13. For it is written, curse is everyone that hanged on a tree. That the blessing, in other words, the purpose why Christ was made a curse was so that, verse 14, that the blessing, this is the purpose why Christ was made curse, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon what? The Gentiles, that's the unsaved Jewish world, through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Christ was made curse for us. He was made curse for us on the tree. And if you read Deuteronomy 28 from verse 15 down to the end, you will see the curse of the law is categorized in three. Number one, poverty. Number two, sickness. Number three, death. That's a summary of the curse of the law. Everything you read there, you can put it in these three categories. When I counted the number of verses that even talks about poverty, there is the highest, even more than sickness and death. I'm telling you, And both poverty and sickness, they are on a mission to kill the person. Sickness is incipient death. Poverty too is on a mission to kill its victim. Am I communicating? Proverbs 10:15, the Bible said, a rich man's wealth is a strong city, like a castle. It said, but the destruction of the poor is what? Help me. The destruction of, shout it now, of the poor is what? Listen, the day you stop seeing poverty as a friend and you start seeing it as destruction, a destroyer, that day you will stop tolerating and romancing poverty. It will kill you if you don't kill it. Praise God. Look at it there now. He said the destruction of the poor is their poverty. Poverty is a destroyer. It's not your friend. Poverty is evil. It's a satanic agenda to destroy you. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. Stop pamper. Stop praising poverty. Stop celebrating poverty. It's not a sign. Last week I said poverty is not a badge of spirituality. It's not a sign of religious piety. Am I communicating? There is no scripture that says the poorer you are, the more on fire for God you will be. Is it? Your spirituality is not directly proportional to your poverty level. It's not a sign. Neither is poverty a sign of humility or meekness. Because they are very proud poor people. You think the problem of pride is only rich? They are very proud. Some people, if you check their heart, if you use heartometer, you know heartometer, instrument you use to measure people's heart, the motive of their heart, you will be surprised the kind of pride. See, poverty is not a sign of humility. Neither does God use poverty to teach his children a lesson. He doesn't use sickness to teach his children a lesson. God never uses sickness or poverty to teach his children a lesson. God has so many teaching hates. Poverty is not one of them. I say God has so many teaching hates. He said when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, that's the Holy Spirit, he will guide you into all truth. He will teach you all things. He will bring, you see, one of God's teaching aid is the Holy Spirit. He's our teacher. He said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. He says, teach me thy word. Am I communicating? The word of God is God's primary number one teaching aid. God does not use poverty to teach his children a lesson. You know, there are some people that they have believed the lie that God has made them poor in order to teach them humility. God made them poor so that he will teach them humility. It's not in the Bible. That's religious brainwashing. Is it? So many people have been religiously brainwashed. And thank God you have come. We will rewash. How do I put it now? We will brainwash you with the word. Yes. To remove all those religious beliefs that don't line up with scripture, that has kept you poor, that have that has sponsored and established poverty mentality. Because if we don't deal with poverty mentality, you will not start your journey to your wealthy place. This is why many Christians don't prosper financially. The beginning of it is this poverty mentality. And what has led to that? Wrong teachings, wrong indoctrination about money that they have believed over the years. From their background, some people from their parents, some people from their church, from, you know, authority figures, you know, from society. The thing has formed, it has concretized. The thing don't set like concrete. Poverty mentality. A mindset that accepts and tolerates poverty as the will of God. I told you, poverty is never God's will. How can God's will be to destroy you? Give us that Proverbs 10:15 again. How can this one be God's will? A destroyer. Is it the destruction of the poor in their poverty? How can this poverty that is a destroyer of lives and destinies be God's will? Talk to me. Is God wicked? God is love. And destruction cannot be the will of love. Am I communicating? Even we, our which parent is here that we genuinely wish poverty for his children? And Jesus said, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, he said, how much more shall your heavenly Father? Even armed robbers don't wish poverty for their children. How much more our heavenly Father? Help me just tap your neighbor. Say, poverty is not the will of God for you. Has never been God's will for you. And will never be God's will for you. God wants you to prosper. It is his will. I wish above all things thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as I so prospered. It's so clear. 3 John verse 2. Psalm 35:27. He said, let them shout for joy that favor my righteous cause. Let them say continually, the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant, not in the poverty of his servant. In fact, your poverty brings joy and delight to the heart of your heavenly Father. If God has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant, it simply means he does not have pleasure, or he has displeasure at the poor of his servant. Am I communicating? So we started last week . We did an introduction. We looked at some myths and misconceptions about money after we had defined what kingdom finance means. Praise God. You can get the part one from our Telegram channel. We'll take off from there. I say poverty is a destroyer. Poverty is a satanic weapon of mass destruction. Poverty is evil, never the will of God for his children. Poverty is anti-gospel. It's against God's kingdom agenda. Zechariah 1:17, God said, my cities shall through poverty be spread abroad. Is that what he says? My city shall what? Through prosperity shall yet be spread abroad. Cry it, saying, proclaim, preach, prophesy it. God told Zechariah. And the Lord shall yet comfort in Zion. You know, one of the reasons God prospers his children is so that you can be comfortable, and then you do his will. How will God comfort Zion with poverty now? Talk to me. Am I communicating? See, poverty, nothing frustrates the preaching of the gospel like poverty. Satan is very much aware. See, when we talk about prosperity, this thing is beyond I, me, and myself. If it is just enough money for you to enjoy your family and all of that, you understand? If that's what you are looking for, then you've not understood what we are teaching. We are talking about agenda, kingdom agenda here, that is bigger than I, me, and myself. There is a evil Satan needs money to push his own satanic agenda. Are you getting me? Even the devil needs money to push his agenda. To advance his kingdom of darkness agenda. He's using money. Do you know the LGBT community? That is lesbian, bisexual, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and all of that. Their community is just 3% of US population. They are just 3% in United States of America. But do you know they have influence over 330 million Americans? That's the population of US. And then over so many nations of the world. They have so much influence. Just 3% of US population. What are they using to influence the remaining 330 million and many other nations, including African nations? What are they using? Money. Because money gives influence. Money power. Are you getting me? They use it to push their agenda. They are very strategic. They will sponsor politicians to win election, but they will sign agreement that when you get there, you will pass laws and policies in favor of LGBTQ agenda. Are you getting this? The Bible says the rich ruleth over the poor. Proverbs 22. It says the rich ruleth over. So, and the borrower is servant to the lender. The rich ruleth. That means with wealth comes leadership and influence. Because influence, leadership is influence in one word. And money gives you influence. Money power gives you influence. So you use it to rule, use it to influence people. You gain the leadership. Am I communicating? Am I communicating? This is why I told you poverty is not for you. In fact, the blood of Jesus Christ, Jesus sacrificed his life, his vicarious death, and shed his blood. And one of the things that he paid with, that his blood paid for, is for you to live a prosperous life. Jesus has already paid the price so that you will not live a poor life. He has paid the price for your poverty with his blood. So you don't have any business with poverty. It's one of the things. Many Christians don't know that. You know, many Christians know that the blood of Jesus was shed for my salvation, as in deliverance from sin. So the blood of Jesus has covered for my sin. But do you know that that same blood that covered for sin also covered for the consequences of sin? And what are the consequences of sin? Sickness, poverty, failure, frustration, death. There was no poverty until sin came into the earth. Until Adam committed high treason and sin came. There was no sickness until sin came. Now, if the sacrifice of Jesus, listen, this is very simple basics I'm giving you. If the sacrifice of Jesus has paid for sin and the consequences of sin, then why are you accepting poverty again as the will of God? Impossible. It has been paid for. It has been paid for. It's a done deal. Jesus died so that you will be very rich. Let me tell your neighbor, Jesus died. He paid with his life. He shed his blood so that you will live a rich and wealthy life. That you need to enjoy the riches of Christ. Did he die for nothing? If you follow somebody to Onigbinde's store and then the person paid for everything you bought, he paid and gave you the receipt and left, and you fail to carry everything that has already been paid for, do you know that you are doing, it's like you are dishonoring the sacrifice of the person that paid for you? Anytime you accept to be poor, just know that you are dishonoring the sacrifice of Christ. Because he already paid for you to live a rich life. And moreover, we are blessed in Christ. And it is the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich, and he added no sorrow. How many sorrow? Proverbs 10:22, it says, the blessing of the Lord, it is that what? Make it rich, and he added what? God has no soul. Sorrow-free blessings. That's what we have in Christ. You can become rich the Babylonian way, but it will come with sorrow. You can become rich through other method, apart from kingdom way, apart from through the blessing, but those other methods have terrible consequences. They come with plenty sorrow. Are you getting me? The only way to be rich without any sorrow attached is through the blessing, the kingdom way. Am I communicating? Very important. You know, there are some very rich and wealthy people, billionaires, millionaires in the world that will tell you that you don't need God to be rich. Yeah, you don't need God to be rich. You don't need God. You don't need a relationship. You don't need God and all of that. You know, the Bible talks about the prosperity of the wicked. Now listen, you can become rich through the Babylonian way. That's through the worldly ways of getting money. But the problem with that is that it comes with so many sorrows. And there is no security. There is no longevity. You may even lose your life. Are you getting me? It comes with so many sorrows, and they pay terrible prices, terrible consequences that it comes with, because the riches and the wealth did not come from the blessing of the Lord. Let me give you an example. If somebody do Yahoo, Yahoo, Yahoo Plus, Yahoo Pro Max and defraud people and become a multi-millionaire, I say, I don't blow. As a person not become rich, but is that the kingdom way? Is that God's way of becoming rich? Now, do you know that person may not live long? If I'm yet to see any Yahoo, Yahoo boy that lives long. Satan cannot give long life. Many of them cannot even sleep at night. Terrible sorrows, because only the blessing of the Lord can make rich without what? And because you stole, the Bible said the curse of the Lord is in the house of the thief, Zechariah 5. So there are curses. He stole people's money. People are, they don't do epe. You know what Yoruba call epe? What's epe? They have released curses on their money that you stole. So that's why a thief, no matter how much he steals, even if he robs World Bank, he will still steal again. He will keep stealing until he is caught. He's a spirit. And there is a curse at work. Anytime you carry people's money, their hard-earned money, their sweat, their blood, you stole it, curses follow. Are you getting me? And it comes with so many sorrow. Only the blessing of the Lord is sorrow-free. Money rituals, you know that one now. You will make some of the money. Of course, Satan can give people money now. Remember, the devil is also anointed. Is it that the anointed cherub that covereth? Ezekiel 28. When Satan fell because of pride, God did not withdraw the anointing, because the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. Rather, the Mimshak anointing on Lucifer became corrupted, so it cannot produce the God kind of result. So when people do money ritual, what they are doing is connecting with that satanic power to get wealth that accrued to him initially as the anointed cherub that covered it. So Satan gives them some amount of money, and you understand, but with terrible sorrows, money rituals, terrible sorrows. People can apply demonic wisdom to make money the Babylon way. Remember, Satan had wisdom. He said he was full of wisdom until iniquity was found in him. He said his wisdom got corrupted because of his pride. God did not withdraw the wisdom that he gave Lucifer. Rather, his wisdom, just like his anointing, got corrupted too. So it cannot produce. That's how we talk about the wisdom of God. We talk about human wisdom. Then we talk about demonic or satanic wisdom. So money ritual is actually demonic wisdom to make wealth. It's like subscribing to satanic wisdom. All those money, blood money rituals and all of that, killing people, sacrificing virgins, all of that, cutting people, pounding children to make money. It's satanic what? Wisdom. It's satanic wisdom at work. But you don't need all of that. I say you don't need all of that. You don't need to steal. You don't need to do all of that. There is a kingdom way to prosper. Some people, the only way they know to make money is Bet Nanja. So that is why time for avalanche, they are in Bet Nanja shop. How many people have become rich that way? Studies, let me even give you something. Research shows that people that win millions, in fact, there was a lady that won 127 million through lottery. People that win money through lottery and all this gambling and all this Bet Nanja, all those things. Listen, the money does not last. They said 80 to 90% of them, they lose the money with time. Just give them time, 5 years. Some say 1 year, some 5 years. Ah yes, they are back to square one. The reason is because they lack the capacity. You know the three M's of money. Can you remember the three M's? What are those three M's? Make money. Multiply money, manage money. They are ignorant of those things. So that's why if you carry a poor man without changing his mindset and educating him in the area of finances, without financial intelligence, and then you give him money, no matter how many million you give him, it's like money misread. Just give him time, he will go back to square one. He will lose all the money. That's why money is called currency. It's from the word current. It flows. It flows like a current. It will only flow to people that understand what money is and how it works. If you don't understand the money game, it will flow away from you. It will flow to those. It will gravitate to those that know how to make money, how to manage money, how to multiply money, how to secure money. They understand the money game. That's why if you check false billionaires list, you won't see anybody that got there by lottery or by Bet Nanja or by which one? MMM. Is it even existing? Is it still there? MMM. What has happened to MMM? So this get rich quick syndrome is what is killing people. You won't blow overnight. It's a due process. And actually they take advantage of your greed. They say, oh yeah, put money, 100,000. We'll give you 1,000% in 1 month. And you too, you believed. That means you are greedy. Oju kokoro. Yoruba say na oju koko. So they take advantage of your greed and your ignorance. Before you know, they cash out. Nobody truly becomes rich and wealthy in the kingdom through all those get rich quick syndromes, schemes. Get rich quick what? Schemes. Stop looking for free money. Some of you will like free money too much. Somebody just sent you a text message. Hello there. Congratulations. I'm excited to announce to you, you just won 1.5 million naira from Indomie competition that you participated in. Even you knew you didn't participate any but because of greed, your eye they took. Yeah. They say, call this number to claim your prize. You quickly call the number. Stop. See, there is no free money. It's a trap. You will not, even in free town, you won't see free money. So, they know that. Listen, this guy is like trap. You know, when you won't catch a rat, you go put a small... My father used to hunt, celebrate my dad is here. You know, he used to tell me the way they hunt those days. You have to put bait. You want to catch fish, you put bait. So that thing is a bait. By the time you call them, they will make it look as if it's real. Say, hello. Oh, wow, congratulations. We are so excited for you. You know, you are just a few lucky winners. And you too, your head is the big. Your head is where? I don't hammer. They will not tell you, actually, to claim your prize, you need to pay a little token just to clear one or two things. Just 20,000, you know, by the time your money comes. If it is true, if it is legit, let them minus it from the 1.5 million. You two, you don't get brain. They told you to pay 20,000, and you paid. Say it's registered, you paid. Then the next time you call the number, you hear that this number does not exist. They don't scam you now. They don't scam you. Me, see, those guys, scammers, they have called me. See, the moment they start talking, I'll just start laughing. Because I will know straight that they don't come. Sometimes I'll just take time and let's waste their credit a bit. For calling me, they're no fear. Let's waste their credit. So I will make it look as if I'm playing along. I'll drag the team very well. Spend 10 minutes on phone, 20 minutes. By the time the guy see that the team is getting long, he will cut it. He's expecting me to come back, I will not come back. Then if he waits a bit, he will now call me again. Then I'll continue the time wastage for his foolishness. But by the time you now realize that this one now gbologbo, he won't pass my own, you will now give up. You understand? Stop looking for free money. There is a kingdom way to make money, and that is why we are here. Praise God. Are you ready for this? What is money? Right. Because see, a lot of poor people are poor because they don't even know what money is. They don't know what money is. They think money is that paper. You understand? That paper. That they give them every month end. That's part of the problem. People will be working for money. Working on their... Many of you are going to school so that you will get job and then start earning salary. And in your mind, you think that's the key to become rich and wealthy. You better learn what money is, so, and then learn these three M's of money and start doing something very fast. Waiting to graduate first is is becoming too late. It's becoming too late. Are you listening? The Jews start their financial education for their children as soon as the children can talk. Dada, mama, once the child can talk, they start educating their children concerning money. How many of us here have received any financial education from our parents? And yet, it's the same thing people work for all their life. Why don't you sit down, get materials, get books? Don't worry. By the end of this teaching, next week, I'm going to give you a list of recommended books on finances that you must buy. We'll order for some of them. After service, this guy will put it at the back. If you like, no buy. We are trying to help your life. You understand? We'll give you recommended books. Buy those books. Sit with them. Read them. Apply what you are reading. Get serious about your finances, your financial destiny. Are you getting me? As a rule, to succeed at anything, you must read the number of books that is equivalent to your age in that realm, whether it is finance or marriage or leadership or your assignment, name it, any area of life. If you want to succeed, read the number of books, study them, that is equivalent to your age in that area. For instance, you want to succeed in leadership, let's say you are 30 years, then you should have read at least 30 books on leadership and apply the things you read. If it is the area of finances, the same thing. If you are 25, you should have read 25 books on finance. Unfortunately, some have not read even one. So you see that you have a lot of catch up to do. Take it as a project. Do TDB. Put your leg. You are preparing for life exam, which is even more important than school exam. I told you, there is general academic education. I studied medicine. Which course are you studying, sir? Economics. How many of your economics professors are truly rich and wealthy? You see, it's part of the problem. It's part of the problem. You better go and get financial mentors. All those outdated curriculum. I'm not saying don't read your book, but you need to understand this thing. Some of these curriculum are written by people in Mungo Park period. Dead, they are dead. The society then and the society now is no longer the same. So of the things they are teaching in, go and check those textbooks when they wrote them. Some of them. They don't know that a lot of changes have happened though. The world is now a global village, and the internet is now the market square where people meet. And the internet is your money making machine in this 21st century. You don't know. Some of you spend time online, but you are not making money. See, use the internet either to add value or to sell value and get money as a result. If you are not doing one of these two, you are wasting your time. You are using it for fun and entertainment. You will be broke. Using it to lazy portable. Dancing portable. What's that a song said? Help me now. See them. Help me with that. What's that his popular hit song? Portable. If you see the guy, he said, I have to even go online to check who is this portable. When I saw him, I now realize why they call him portable. You want your destiny to be portable like? Continue listening to them. When you should be investing in financial literacy education, you are busy listening to portable, dancing shaku shaku. Shaku. You don't know the origin of shaku shaku. Should I tell you? I like to do research. See, is slavery, those colonial, pre-colonial masters, our forefathers, they put shackles. What shackles? Chains on their in front, they put behind. So you do like this. You do like this. You do like this. And then they will now jump. How do they even jump? Like when they come and carry them, put them in chains, slave trade, those days of slave trade, they will carry them abroad, then they will now jump out of the ship. That's how you are dancing. Continue. you are watching, you will subscribe data 3 gigs and finish it on brain jotter comedy. Him is making money, smiling. For every of his video you are watching, he's making money. You have wasted how many hours of your life on fun and entertainment when people are doing online business? The people are doing online business, marketing their product and service.
making money on internet, on Facebook, on YouTube, on TikTok. You are watching TikTok to dance. You better use your brain, oh. Use your brain. Are you getting me? One problem with Africans is that we spend too much money on fun and entertainment. See, Africans spend more on fun and entertainment than they do on education and learning. In fact, they value that one even above learning and education. They say, buy books. You say, where will I get the money to buy books? But you have enough money to spend on fun and entertainment. Emotional spending. Huh? Some of you, the kind of money you blew in 1 month, you should have bought 10 books. Even if you buy one book per month, let's assume in worst case scenario, 1 book per month. In a year, how many new books have you bought? Do you even have a library? Are you really serious about your destiny? If you are serious, you should have a library, a functional library. Am I communicating? These are basics. Because I told you last week that knowledge is the new money in the 21st century. The Jews teach their children that real wealth is portable knowledge. Eh? Somebody wrote a book that money will not make you rich. Money will not make you rich. And the person is right. He said money will not make you rich. Because if you carry money and give a poor man, give him time, he will lose all the money. The currency will flow away from him like a current. Because he does not understand the money game. No financial intelligence. Is ignorant financially. He doesn't know all the 3 M's of money. So our money does not go where it is not respected. Money runs away from those that don't respect it. It flows to those that do and understand it. I'm just saying this to challenge you. Are you getting me? You sit down. My papa no be Dangote. See, you will die of hunger that way. That's another cause of poverty, entitlement mentality. In fact, entitlement mentality is the almighty formula for poverty. Please write down like that. Write down, I will explain. Entitlement mentality is the almighty formula for poverty. Is one of the causes of irreversible poverty. Entitlement mentality is the master key to poverty. You have to kill it. Your father's money is not automatically equal to your money. Say, my papa no be Dangote. Shut up. Make your own money. If he had waited for his father's money, or Adeleke had waited for his father's money, he wouldn't be where he is today. In fact, research shows that even when people inherit wealth from their parents, if they are not taught, if the parents don't give them financial wisdom and knowledge and understanding and show them how they made the money, how to manage all those things, those people will squander the money, and it's just a matter of time they will lose the money, and then they are poor. Are you listening? Invest in financial literacy. You can be an academic, listen, graduate that is literate, as in a school graduate that is literate, but yet you are financially illiterate. Never confuse academic education for financial education. Never confuse academic literacy for financial literacy. The two are not the same. Are you getting me? What is entitlement mentality? Let me tell you what it is. Entitlement mentality is that belief and mindset that makes you think that somebody somewhere is responsible for your financial life. As in, it's like transferring your financial responsibility to somebody else, and then you make the person responsible for your financial destiny. That somebody somewhere must help me financially. That it is your right. Listen, it is financial. What am I talking about? Entitlement mentality that makes somebody to think that it is his right to get other people's money. It's no longer a privilege. They see it as a right. It is the reason why in Africa, if one person becomes rich, all the other ones will suspend their brain and put it in freezer because of entitlement mentality. They will cling to that one like parasites. They will even be angry if the person does not help them financially. That's, they will transfer all their financial responsibility to that person. The person will be the one to give them money for food. If they need money for food, they will call the person. And they will make the person feel guilty for not helping them. They will never take up any responsibility. Children's school fees, they will call that person. They want to even marry before the children come. They want to marry. They give them, what's that list? Dowry, is it dowry list? Bride price list. Straight, they won't even go home. Straight, they are going to that person's house. Gabunda ambamu, uncle. See, and that's why I made that statement, that entitlement mentality is the almighty formula for poverty. It's a major cause of chronic irreversible poverty. Until the person change that mindset, the person will die poor. It's a terrible mindset. Because if you don't take up responsibility, you will die a liability. Nobody is responsible for your financial future but you. Wake up. Wake up. Take absolute responsibility for your financial destiny. Take full responsibility for your financial future. Stop waiting for people. Stop seeing it as a right to get other people's money. They can give, they can help you out of their own free will, but it's never a right. It's never a right. It's not one of, you know, people with entitlement mentality, they see it as part of their fundamental human right to your money. I'm telling you, it's funny. And usually it's people that are closest to you. They will blackmail you emotionally. They will make you feel guilty. They will manipulate you emotionally, make you feel like a devil. What if you don't do it? Listen, there's a difference between giving and emotional blackmail. The two are not the same. Am I communicating? You have to take full responsibility for your financial future. Africans have this problem seriously. It's like the principle of crabology. Have I taught you the principle of crabology before? Crabs. If you carry this basket and fill it with crabs up to this level, just leave it, go anywhere and come back. If I travel to anywhere and come back, none of them will leave that basket. None will escape. You don't need to cover it. You know why? Because anytime anyone out of the group is trying to go out, the rest are where they go. All of us at the same level. They will pull it back. They will never allow any of them to escape or go anywhere. It's a similar thing. Why so many families are poor? One person rose, but all the rest will use entitlement mentality to pull down that one person. So, a family of 10 people, one person is rich, but 9 have entitlement mentality. At the end of the day, you end up with 10 poor people. Crabology. Praise God. Let me tell your neighbor, take full responsibility for your financial destiny. Stop waiting for anybody. Your financial future is not anybody's responsibility. It's not. It's yours primarily. In fact, it's when people see that you are serious that they will even be motivated to help you. Do you understand? For instance, somebody say he wants to start business. He doesn't have capital. He wants to start business. He doesn't have capital. And then you go and meet somebody to give you capital. If you meet wise people, you know the question they will ask you. They'll say, how much do you have for the business? If you say nothing, they will give you nothing. You know why? Because if the business is truly important to you, you should have saved some money for it. There must be commitment on your own part. The fact that you say you have 0 naira, it shows that you are irresponsible. In fact, if they give you money, you will waste their money. Because you won't even know how to manage it well. Because there is no commitment on your part. Hey, am I damaging some people's wrong mindsets? The way you are looking so sober is good. Let's reformat. No, I plan to do some reformatting by the word of God. Are you getting me? The proof that you truly believe in that business is that you must have money saved, kept aside for it, no matter how small. Don't go and meet somebody to help you, to assist you with money for business, and you have invested 0 naira. Wise people will give you nothing. They won't give you CC. That's the truth. Praise God. Oh yeah, right. Let's start with financial prosperity. What's financial prosperity? Financial prosperity is having more than enough money, is having more than enough money and abundant material resources. Financial prosperity is having more than enough money and material resources to meet your needs, fulfill your divine assignment, to fulfill your divine purpose or assignment, and to advance the gospel of the kingdom, to advance God's kingdom agenda, and then finally to bless humanity. Did you get it? Let me take it again. Financial prosperity is having more than enough money and abundant material resources to meet your needs, one, fulfill your divine purpose and assignment, two, to advance God's kingdom agenda, that's spreading the gospel, three, and then to bless humanity at large, that's being a blessing to humanity. God told Abraham, I will bless you and you shall be a blessing. You cannot bless the poor if you are poor and agree to remain poor. You can't help anybody if you remain at the same level with them. You need to move up higher. Am I communicating? You can't fulfill your divine purpose, calling and destiny without money. Very important. You need abundant resources, human, material, financial resources to fulfill your divine purpose.
to fulfill God's plan and purpose for your life, to fulfill your divine calling. Am I communicating? And of course, money is a sine qua non to advance the gospel. We saw Zechariah 1:17, my city shall through prosperity be spread abroad. These are the reasons why God prospers his children financially. And then of course, to service the needs of humanity. You need money to bless people, to help the poor, to help the needy, to help orphans, to help widows. Am I communicating? To touch people with the love of God. Am I communicating? To give to those in need. Glory to God. So let's look at money. Some facts about money. Some facts about money. What is money? Number one, money is a measure of value. Give me Genesis 23 verse 9. Money is a measure of what? Value. Money is a measure of value. This is the first time money appeared in the Bible. It's in Genesis 23 verse 9. When Sarah died, Abraham's wife, and she died in the land of Canaan, Abraham needed to buy a sepulcher, a graveyard for Sarah. And those days, they used caves. Am I communicating? They used caves for sepulcher. He needed to buy a burial site, a burial ground. And then they needed to buy it at a price. That was the first time the word money appeared in the Bible. This Genesis 23 verse 9. And according to the law of first mention, you will see that in this scripture, money is a measure of value or what? Money is a measure of what or value? Look at it here. It says that he may give me the cave of Machpelah. That is the cave he intends to bury his wife Sarah. This is Abraham speaking. Which he had, which is in the end of his field, for as much money. Watch this. For as much money as it is what? For as much money as it is what? He shall give it to me for a possession of a burial place among you. And if you read down, you will see that the burial, the cave of Machpelah was worth 400 pieces of silver. So money in this verse, according to law first mentioned, is a measure of value. Or what? It's a measure of value or what? Am I communicating? If you carry $100 bill, you will see Benjamin Franklin picture on it, right? Or should I start with Nigerian Naira? What is on 1000 Naira note? What is on 200 Naira note? What is on 500 Naira note? What is on 100 Naira note? What is on 50? that 100 Naira note, that paper you are seeing, is telling you that this paper has an equivalent value or what? Of what? 100 Naira. Money is a measure of value. Are you getting me? Or what? So, if you want money to come to you, you must be in the business of providing value. Are you getting me? You create value, you provide value. We'll go deeper later. But I'm just giving you some basics. Number two, what is money? Money is a means of exchange for value. It's a means of exchange. From what we just read, you just saw that the cave of Machpelah was exchanged for that particular amount, 400 pieces of silver. So money was paid as an exchange for the value or what of the Machpelah cave that was used to bury Sarah. Am I communicating? Give me 2 Kings 4 verse 2.
You remember that widow woman whose husband was a prophet, and the prophet died and left a legacy of debt for his children and his family. May you never leave a legacy of debt. The Bible says a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. Are you not a good man? So leave a legacy of inheritance, not debt. Not debt. So now the creditors have come to carry, because she couldn't pay, to carry her two children away as collateral for the loan. Then she cried to Prophet Elisha, and Prophet Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in thy house? Let me ask you a question. What do you have that is of value that you can exchange for money? And don't tell me nothing, because everybody has something of value that they can exchange for money. Somebody, just sit down and think. Let my people think. Sit down and think. What do you have, or what can you do? What skill do you have? What knowledge do you have? Because there are people that make money by selling knowledge. Am I lying? There are people online, offline, they make money by selling knowledge. Most of all these preachers, conference speakers and all of that, resource person that they speak, they pay them. What are they selling? It's knowledge. You go online, so you see some people selling knowledge. You register for their conference online. It's not free. They say you want to do forex trading. They say you have to register. They are selling knowledge. God will tell you, we didn't get the knowledge free. You too, you must pay. What do you have? Give me an amplified. That is of value. You have gift. There is no person without a gift. Natural gift. Those innate abilities that God has endowed with. Listen, your gold is in your gift. So discover your gift. You have treasures. You have talents, rather. Your treasures are in your talent. Your treasures are in your talent. Find out what you have. What has God given you? Your gift, your talent. What are your potentials? What about your potentials? Your passion. Your potentials. Turn it into profit. You can profit from your passion. You can profit from your potentials. In fact, your potentials are superior to your credentials. Is it that certificate, that quali they give you at the end of 4, 5 years, 6 years in the university? I'm not saying don't go to school. That thing is just paper. It is the value you bring to the marketplace that determines how much money you make. Am I communicating? Because because there are some computer science graduates that don't even know how to operate computer. So of what use is the pali, that sheet of paper? It has become sheet of what? And the spelling is S-H-I-T. Sheet. It has become like tissue paper. You say you are a graduate of mechanical engineering. You cannot even repair generator. Your generator got spoiled. You have to carry it to illiterate people that didn't even go to school, but they have skill. So you now pay them, and you have the pali, you have that tissue paper. Mechanical, make what? Making you. Stop celebrating certificate and paper. Skill, that's what sells in the marketplace of life. What can you do? What problem can you solve? What needs can you meet? I'm talking of value here. Are you getting me? Glory to God. What was I talking about, sir? What brought me here? Okay. 2 Kings 4 verse 2. Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for you? Tell me, what have you of sale value? What have you of sale value? What do you have that is valuable enough to that you can sell, you can exchange for money? Are you getting me? This is how money comes. There is no mystery about money. It answers to value. Exchange for value is a measure of value or what? Are you getting me? Start thinking, oh. Some of you, the reason why you are still broke is because you are looking for a white collar job. After how many years in university? 4, 5, 6 years, depending on your course. Then you now do another 1 year, say you are doing NYSE. Then after that, you have gathered plenty quality now. One VSCO, the other one for NYSE. You now wear suit and tie looking for government work. Until your shoe, you trek your shoe now, is laughing. The mouth don't open like this. Your pride will not make you to make money. There are simple things you can do to make money. Just enter terminals. If you want to know how to make money, just enter terminals on a busy day. Watch what they are doing. What stops you from... Are you getting me? Are you kuturu? Do something. Whatever thy hand finds to do, do with all your might. Do something. Have you not heard of that guy that became a millionaire selling kuli kuli online? Oh, you've not heard of it. Kuli kuli. The same kuli kuli. He packaged the thing with excellence. He will deliver kuli kuli to supermarket. To you understand? In fact, he is importing kuli kuli to the Western world. Because there are Nigerians there now. Plenty that have Japan there. He's exporting kuli kuli. And the guy is a millionaire. Don't put your brain inside freezer. Oh, think. Wealth is primarily the capacity of somebody to think and bring forth valuable solution. You are there waiting for white collar job. All these keke napep, even conductors. In fact, there was a conductor in Abuja that somebody interviewed, and the person was surprised that this conductor makes more money than a bank manager every month. I'm telling you, the amount of money he makes every day, when you calculate it for 1 month, is more than the amount they pay a bank manager. What is killing most people is pride. This work, it passed my level. Your mother sold tomatoes to send you to school. She used tomatoes money. She fried akara, masa, to send you to school. Use it to pay school fees. You graduated, got certificate, went for NYC, came back home. And you say you are too proud to what? You say you own an office job with air condition that you are looking for. You see why you are poor. You see why you are poor. That's the truth. Your mother is selling product and service. She's making money. She even used it to sponsor your education. Or you came. Put your suit and tie. How me go they say? How about you look up now? I don't pass this level. Okay. Now because you still they chop your mother's food. You thank your mother. Sometimes it's good for some people to suffer hunger. Sometimes it's good. Leave your father's house. Go and stay on your own. Hunger. Oh, it's a blessing sometimes. It will teach you wisdom. That's the truth. I tell hunger fire you. Because you have been eating free food. It's not making you think straight. You will think of what to do on how to earn money. And that thinking is impossible. You know, sometimes, somebody said one of the things that teach you the most lesson is empty pocket. empty stomach. And empty what again? They mention like three things. Don't you see that most time is when the money has finished, that is when you start getting wisdom on how you should have used the money well. But when the money was plenty in abundance, you were just spending, you are spending, carry your friend, go out, oh, I don't have my, you understand? By the time the money, you now sit down and be thinking, car, don't mess up. Guy, you mess up. See, that's where wisdom comes to you. Sometimes empty pocket teaches wisdom. It's the same thing with empty stomach. Hey, you don't chop, you don't fool, belly fool. You know, that's why they say now belly fool. You become foolish. You are not thinking well. Sometimes that hunger is needed so that it will force you to think right. You should thank those of you who have parents that are paying your school fees. Better thank them. There are people that they don't have anybody to pay their school fees. They have to hustle. They have to hustle. Do business, go farm, do this to pay their school fees. And people like that, they gain financial independence faster than those of you self. That your parents is, oh, you don't even know, you know, how they even made the money. Praise God. What's the first thing we said about money? Number one, money is a what? Number two? Number three, money is a reward. Money is a reward for offering valuable products and services. Money is a reward for offering what? Valuable products, goods, and services. So if you want money to come to you, offer what? Valuable products, goods, and services. It has to be valuable. And make sure that it is needed. Don't go and sell food to somebody that has already belly food. You are selling food to a man that is not hungry. Will he buy? So look for people that need what you have to offer, your valuable goods and services. Last week I said, don't sell ice block in Iceland. Carry your valuable product and services to the people that we value it, to the people that need it. Find out people's needs. Are you getting me? Very important. Very important. Don't sell to people what they don't need. They will not buy. Sell to them what they need. Most people, man has three basic needs. Can we mention them? Number one, food. Number two, clothing. Number three, shelter. Any business along these three lines must always sell. So restaurant business, we sell farming, you know, any business that centers around food, clothing, and shelter, we always sell. Because these are basic necessities that human beings need to survive. Am I communicating? Any business along food, clothing, and shelter, we survive. Dangote has over 63 companies. According to Forbes Billionaire list, Aliko Dangote is the richest African right now, currently. Am I right? Richest man in Nigeria, richest man in Africa. He has 63 companies. And look at what the guy specializes in. Look at his product and services. Look at the things the guy is selling. Are basic things that human beings need to survive. Dangote cement. Shelter. Because people must build house or rent house. Dangote salt. You must cook with salt. Food. Dangote Indomie. For those that like quick. Or no, you don't know how to cook food, just do that one. You understand? You know, there are ladies that are only Indomie that sabi cook. And you say you are preparing to marry. Better go and follow your mother. Enter that kitchen. Enter. Even with the firewood smoke, be learning how to cook. Your mother is cooking, you are watching Telemundo. You are watching African Magic. Until you go marry, you don't know how to cook. You are now stuck in between. You have put the rice. See how mama they do am. Put beans. You used to hear her clap her hand. No woman. They put Maggi. Do like you too. You come because you don't know what she does. Clap. Better learn. Better learn. But look at the product Dangote is selling. They are the basic. Let's mention them now. Help me. Dangote salt. Dangote sugar. Dangote flour. Dangote spaghetti. Dangote macaroni. Are you understand? Dangote cement. Now the guy is doing refinery in Lagos. Or people must transportation fuel. Why won't he be rich? Why won't he be rich? Look for products, offer service, offer product, offer sell goods that are valuable, that are useful, that are needed. Money will come. There's no magic about it. Even in that your job, there is a business aspect of your job that you don't know. That your career, there is what we call the business of your career. Are you getting me? So don't just be an employee. Be an employpreneur. I'll tell you the meaning later. Employpreneur. That you are doing your business even as an employee. Are you getting me? Think. Next. Money is purchasing power. Write it down. It's legal tender. Is purchasing power. Next. Money is a reward for solving a specific painful problem. Money is a reward for solving a specific painful problem for a specific person or people or nation. So you solve problems for people. Depending on the level of the problem, you enjoy money. Am I communicating? You get rewarded with money. The harder the problem, the more the money. The more difficult the problem, the more the money. Am I communicating? So, you want money to come? Develop your problem-solving skills. Develop your problem-solving skills. Praise God. Are you enjoying this? Let's look at some of the laws. Kingdom financial laws. Now this kingdom financial laws is in two dimensions. There are natural laws that God has put, natural laws and principle, natural financial laws and principle. Then there are spiritual financial laws and principles. Okay, so the kingdom laws are in two formats. Number one is what? Natural financial laws or principle. Number two, kingdom financial laws or principle. Now, what is a law? A law is a universal principle. A law is a universal principle, a fundamental principle that has a predictable outcome, that has a predictable outcome when correctly and consistently applied. When correctly and consistently applied by anyone, anywhere, anytime. Okay, did you get that? I say a law is a universal principle or a fundamental law,
universal principle or a fundamental principle, okay, that has a predictable outcome when correctly and consistently applied by anyone, anywhere, any day, anytime. So laws make results predictable. Fools think luck, wise people think of cause and effect. Okay, the effect is the outcome or result. Why? The law, the principle applied, is what caused it. Are you getting me? So if you want money, you want wealth, you want to prosper financially, if you want that result, you want that effect, then you must apply the law that causes it to happen. Praise God. Now let's start with the natural laws, natural financial laws. Let's look at them. Number one, the law of mental transformation. Give me Romans 12 verse 2. The law of mental transformation, or in bracket, put the law of metamorphosis. The law of metamorphosis, the law of mental transformation. It matters a great deal, your beliefs about money. What is your belief system about money? What is your mentality when it comes to money? One of the major reasons people are poor is because they have poverty mindset or poverty mentality. And that poverty mentality or poverty programming, you can call it poverty program, that has been installed into their mind over time based on their background. They grew up in a poor family. They received wrong financial beliefs over time. Are you getting me? There are certain things that affect your mindset. Number one is your background, including family background. Number two is exposure. The things, the teachings you were exposed to, the mentors you were exposed to. Am I communicating? It could even be the church, it could be in school, it could be in your family, it could be in the society. All these things, they form your mindset. Are you getting me? Romans 12 verse 2, what does it say? Be not conformed to this world, but be what? Transformed. By what? The renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Now listen. Money can only be attracted by people who have invested in mental transformation. Their minds are enlightened. They have gained the relevant financial education. They have developed financial intelligence. Are you getting me? They are rich in knowledge. They are rich in financial wisdom. They have acquired understanding of how to make money, how to multiply money, how to manage money. The law of mental transformation. That's why we say read books. Read books on money and finances. Are you getting me? That is equal to your age. The number of books should be equal to your age. Invest in knowledge. Invest in financial mentorship. Get financial mentors. Are you getting me? Very important. Renew your mind when it comes to money. Renew your mind. Be ye brainwashed. Allow the word of God to brainwash you. Go for knowledge. Go for knowledge. Develop financial intelligence. Praise God. If God gives you $100 million now, do you know what to do with the money? Do you know what to do with the money? Or what will you do with the money? If God gives you $100 million now, the answer to that question is dependent on your financial intelligence. The answer to that question depends on your financial knowledge, wisdom, and understanding level. Are you getting me? That's why we say it all begins from your mind. Can you see yourself rich in your mind? Change that poverty mentality you have acquired from society, from family while growing up, through relevant investment in knowledge and mentorship. Change it, and by meditating on God's word in the area of financial prosperity, change that mindset into what? Prosperity, financial prosperity mindset, not poverty mindset. Are you listening? If you cannot see yourself rich and wealthy, you will never get there. Proverbs 23 verse 7, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Meditate on scriptures that has to do with financial prosperity. Get materials until you begin to see yourself as rich. Until your thinking change, your finances will never change. Are you getting me? Invest in personal growth and mental transformation. Invest in it. Invest richly. The major problem with so many people, why they are poor, is how they think about money. Just analyze and x-ray your thoughts about money. You will realize that that is the cause of your poverty. It's not even any devil in any village. Leave village demons alone. Change your way of thinking. Change your mindset. You know, your mindset is a summation of your thinking pattern. Are you getting me? Most people, when money comes, or when they think of money, you know how they think? They think of how to spend it. They don't think of how to invest and multiply it. They think of they are very creative in coming up with ways of spending the money. I ask a question. If God give you $100 million now, do you know what to do with it? Some people, the first thing will come their mind now to fly first class to Old Trafford to watch Man U match. Some people, I'm telling you, someone now straight to Dubai. They will book, what's the name of the most expensive hotel there? That's 7-star hotel. Is it Burj? Yes. They will go and look for the most expensive to prove that we have hammered. Then they will take picture. They will buy the latest iPhone. Is it iPhone 13? Then they will snap and then put it on Facebook, Instagram, everywhere. Say, God punish poverty. Who say we no go make her? See? That is how they think. Do you know how to multiply money? Are you knowledgeable about how to invest? Are you getting me? God doesn't like waste. That's why I say money will run away from people that don't know how to handle it, to those that it will flow, is a current. Praise God. The law of mental transformation. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. If you think poor, who are you? Poor. If you think rich, who are you? Rich. The major difference between the rich and the poor is how they think. It's not about the money in their account or their asset. It's their thinking, their mindset. It's their mindset. Have the right mental attitude. Have the right mental attitude. Positive mental attitude. Poor people are very negative. They have a negative mental attitude. Almost anything. Why people are thinking of how it will work, then they are thinking how it will not work. They say, start a business. They say, what if I fail? Have a positive mental. Even if you fail at first attempt, try again. If you fail at second attempt, try again. You fail at third attempt, try again.
and keep trying until you succeed. And when you get that final one big break, it will cover for all those other losses. You need courage. You need determination. Are you getting me? You hear the story of 7-Up, how they named this 7-Up. They tried 6 times and failed. They got it 7 times. So they say 6 down, 7-Up. If they had given up this the 5th time, would they have arrived? No, you need courage. By next week, I'll talk more about entrepreneurship. It's one of the major vehicles for wealth creation. One of the characteristics of that entrepreneurial spirit is courage and determination. Are you getting me? Change your thinking. Don't be negative. Don't be negative. Am I communicating? Let's move to the next law. Number 2, the law of value. I've said a lot about that. The law of value. Just add one or two things. The law of value. The law of value. We say money is an exchange for value. Money is a measure of value. What is value? Value refers to the degree of your usefulness. The degree of your usefulness. What is value? Value also refers to your problem-solving ability. Your problem-solving what? Ability. Your problem-solving ability. Value is a degree to which you are perceived to solve problems and provide solutions that are needed and useful. You must develop your problem-solving skills. You must discover, develop, deploy, and duplicate your gift. Discover, develop, Proverbs 18 verse 16. A man's gift shall make way for him and bring him before great men. Discover your gift, number one. Everybody has gift, both natural gift and then spiritual gift. Discover your gift. There's no giftless person on earth. Your greatest chance of making money is to discover your gift and use it. Develop it and use it. Convert it into marketable skill, problem-solving skill, and put it to work. Am I communicating? Discover your gift, then develop it through training, through practice. Develop it. Develop it. And through developing, you convert it into a marketable skill, a problem-solving skill that will fetch you money. Then you deploy that gift that has been sharpened, that has been refined. Listen, your gift in its raw state will not bless people. So you have to what? Refine it, develop it. Just like crude oil in its raw form. Can you use it to fuel your car? It will knock your engine. It has to go through the refinery. So you refine your gift, sharpen it. The value increases when you do that. Am I communicating? Then deploy that gift. In other words, put it into productive use. Put it into productive use. Don't die in obscurity. Make sure you have a valuable gift to offer. Then make sure you are visible and vocal. Don't die in obscurity. Look for a platform to express your gift that has been refined and developed. Look for a platform. Online, offline, anywhere. Look for a platform. Correctly position yourself so that people that need the services or whatever gift or product that you have to offer can easily locate you. Am I communicating? You say you are doing cake. How many people know you are selling cake? And yet you have phone with so many contacts. Your average phone this day has 250 contacts. Have you ever cared to send message to all those people on your contact to advertise your cake business? Don't die in obscurity. You have to be visible. The only thing you post online is your picture say, what? How did they even do it? Pouting. Then you post. People are using social media to advertise what they have to offer to make money. You are there only when you buy new clothes, you go and snap and put. So you have 1,000 like and zero naira added to your account. Use social media to market your product, your goods, your services. Life is about marketing. Be your own salesman, be your own saleswoman, be your own salesperson, be your own rep. Don't die in obscurity. You say you make hair. How many people know you make hair? Don't be invisible. Don't be invisible. You have to be visible. You have to be. See, develop your marketing skills. Most of the times, it's not the best product that sells the most. It's the one that is best marketed that people buy. That's why even books, they don't say best writing author. They say best what? Selling. Because selling is a skill. Understand the psychology of selling. Know how to sell the valuable product, service, the skill you have. Sell it. Because that is where money comes. Are you getting me? Sell it. Was it not Joseph's gift that brought him out of dungeon and made him prime minister? He used his gift to solve problems, to interpret Pharaoh's dream. What of Daniel? The same gift of interpreting. He used his gift. He interpreted Nebuchadnezzar's dream and he became a rich man, a great man. Even Nebuchadnezzar bowed and worshipped him because he just solved a national problem. Goliath was a national problem. David used his gift to kill Goliath. His catapult and then plus the anointing that landed on his head before then. And then his skill of firing catapult. Skill plus anointing brought down Goliath. Use your gift. And Goliath was a national problem. And remember, the king has attached a bounty on Goliath. So anybody that kills this guy, number one, his father's house will be exempted from tax. Number two, the king will honor him with so much riches and honor. Number three, the king will give him a wife. David say, oh boy, why others see Goliath as a target which is impossible? David saw it as a target which must not be missed. He has been practicing with his catapult in the backside of the desert. So the gift has become a skill now, and the guy got it. Goliath was wearing helmet. The only free space David saw it. He said, I must not miss. He knew the correct angle to shoot the thing. And then with the anointing on him, bam, Goliath came down. Use your gift. I say, in your gift lies your gold. Gold is money. In your talent lies your treasure, including financial treasures. In your potentials lies your profit. In your passion lies your possibility. See, your potentials determines your possibility. Your passion determines your profit. Turn them into profit. Are you getting me? Very important. Listen, to create wealth, create value. Simple. Wealth creation equals value creation. Offer something of value. Whether it is product, whether it is goods, whether it is service. Are you getting me? Anybody can make money. Anybody. Anybody can make money. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Kaliboko Sataya. Listen. Let me give you, as I round up, let me just bring out this. Portals or pathways to wealth creation. I say wealth creation equals what? Value creation. So if you want to make wealth, create value, okay? Create value to create wealth. Something valuable. Offer something of value, whether it is product or service or goods or knowledge or skill. Create something valuable that will meet people's needs, that will solve human problem, that will answer people's question. Am I communicating? Give me Deuteronomy 8 verse 18 before I talk about this as a roundup. Portals of what? Wealth creation. We'll look at some. Deuteronomy 8:18. It says, "For thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee what? Power." That word power there, it in the Hebrew, it means ability. It means capacity. It means strength, might, or means. So God primarily gives us the ability, the capacity to get wealth. Now that word get is the Hebrew word asah. When the Bible says, "And God made man," let us make man. That make, that made there is the word asah. So that word get, power to get wealth, that word get means to produce wealth. The power to make wealth, to create wealth. Are you getting the point? Am I communicating? Say with me, God has given me the power to create wealth. In Christ, I have the power to make wealth. In Christ, I have the power to produce wealth, to manufacture wealth. Do you know you are a money-making machine? Yes, you have the power. The ability is in you. It's just that you have not yet discovered it, you have not activated it, you are not putting it to use. But from today, you will start putting it to use. So God has given us the power to create wealth. Let's look at some of these portals of wealth creation. You know why we have the power? What is that power to get wealth? That ability is the blessing. Proverbs 10:22, the praising of the Lord, the blessing of the Lord, it is that what? It is that make rich, right? So you see that blessing is a supernatural empowerment. The blessing is a supernatural empowerment to create wealth, to produce wealth, to make wealth. Am I communicating? The blessing gives you wisdom for wealth creation. It gives you wisdom for wealth creation. Let's look at three portals. Number one. Okay. We'll look at three major portals, even though there are so many. We'll take up from there next week. Let me have like three people just for illustration. Steady can come. Shown come. Our pharmacist, Paul Agba, come. These three people stand like this. You stand. Steady. One. Yes. You stand here. You stand here. Okay. We'll use this illustration to talk about the portals of wealth creation. All of you. Now, let's say you want to travel from here to Abuja. Okay, let me not use Abuja. Let's say here to Lagos, Jos to Lagos. You want to travel from Jos to Lagos. That's, you want to, this is your journey to your wealthy place. Am I communicating? See Jos to Lagos as your journey to your wealthy place. Where is the wealthy place? Lagos. Now, Jos is like your current financial state, where you are financially, currently. Okay? Your current financial state is Jos. Okay? And you want to travel. You know, you need a vehicle. You need a means to get to Lagos, right? Now, there are different vehicles for wealth creation. that will get you to your wealthy place. There are different vehicles. Some of them are faster, some are slower. Are you getting me? Now, as I teach on these three portals of wealth creation, or like three pathways, or like three vehicles that will take you to your wealthy place from your current location, I'll use these three people as for my illustration. This will be number one, this will be number two, this will be number three. Now, the first portal for wealth creation is what we call career, profession, job. That's the first one, stroke job, your job, your career, your profession, your job. Now, this is the slowest, this is the slowest, what? Portal of wealth creation is the slowest vehicle. In fact, you may never get there this way. Am I communicating? See, trying to create wealth through career alone, profession alone, job alone, is like trekking to your wealthy place. So this man is trekking from Jos to Lagos. Imagine when he will ever arrive. That is, if at all he ever arrives. But let me ask you a question. Okay, before then, this man is trekking from Jos to Lagos. Number two, this man is driving. He's going by car. Okay? Let's say Range Rover Sport. He's moving to Lagos by car. Then, number three, this man is taking flight from Jos to Lagos. Now, the question is, who will arrive first? Why will he arrive first? Good. Now, that's how it is. In wealth creation, your journey to your wealthy place is likened to these three people. One is trekking. The other one is what? Using car. The other one is flying. Now, this man may look at this man that boarded flight and paid serious money. He will say, why will he spend so much money like that? 50,000 for flights. You know, I know FIPO. How can I waste that kind of money? So he will rather trek. When will he ever arrive? Follow me carefully. These are like three. Now watch this. Trying to become rich and wealthy through career alone, through job alone, is like trekking to your wealthy place. That's why we say job means journey of the broke. Job means just over broke. That's another meaning. Just over broke. Now listen, getting a job is a good starting point to. But you should not stop there. Are you getting me? I'm not saying go and resign your job or don't do any job at all. Listen, when you pick up a job or a career, first work to learn. Don't work to earn. Your number one goal is to learn. Are you getting me? Work to learn. Focus on learning. Gain experience. Acquire skills. See the job or the work as a learning opportunity. Are you getting me? And let me even advise you, before even picking up the appointment letter to start the job, ensure that you have an exit plan and strategy of leaving the job. Because many people make this mistake. That's why 30 years they are still working there. And even house they don't have. This one, nothing. You understand? All the official car, official house they give you, by the time you resign, they will collect it back. So now that time your eye will shine. So I never even buy a car. You see, that's the problem. He has been earning salary for over 35 years until they reminded him that your retirement age don't reach. You see the problem? So that's why we advise, as you are working, have an exit plan. Decide how many years you are supposed to work. And listen, for instance, if you decide I'm going to work 5 years or 10 years and then resign, because one of these three must happen as you work. Either you resign, or you get retrenched, or you retire. You resign, you are retrenched or fired, or you retire. So before taking up any job, have your exit plan. You must have planned your life that I'm going to work for so number of years, then I will resign to start my own business. Are you getting me? Make sure you have decided what to learn during that period that you are going to work. What to learn, what experience you must acquire, what skills you must acquire, because you know that after that 10 years you are going to start your own. Let's say you are a pharmacist, you are working in Jute or any of the hospitals as a pharmacist. Decide before even taking up the appointment letter, how many years am I planning to work in this organization? Then next, what skills must I acquire during this period of 10 years that I've decided to work? What experience must I have gained and grabbed so that by the time I launch my own pharmacy and start my own pharmacy shop or business, I will now profit from those experiences and then use those skills. Are you getting me? That's why I said don't just work to earn salary, work to work. Because the more you learn, the more you earn. When you increase your learning ability, you increase your earning ability. So learning is superior to earning. The mistake a lot of salaried employees make is that they don't work to learn. They just work to earn paycheck and salary. That's a big error. Then number two, as you work, make sure you understand the business of your career. Every career profession has a business aspect. I will never forget, I was in Jute as an houseman, doing housemanship in Jute, when one of the doctors is a resident, I think either a registrar, is a registrar in one of the posting I did. This guy is into serious business. He's an entrepreneur, and yet he's a doctor doing residency in Jute. The guy sells cars. He sells cars to doctors. He sells cars to consultants. You understand? He has registered his own company. The guy is a big time and he's making big money. One day, the guy called me. He said, "Come, let me show you something." He took me outside. He said, "See that car?" He said, "I'm looking for who to sell it now. Is there anybody that you meet that wants to buy a car? Let me know." And then we went back and continued word rounds. Now, other people are giving injection and treating patients. This guy understood the business inside medicine. There are doctors, there are nurses that sell all this Anglove medical. You know, they have their company registered with corporate affairs that they supply these consumables to hospitals. But some people just bury their head only in book, waiting for salary every month end. Every profession has a business part. Study the business part. Monetize it. Are you getting me? Hi. Are you learning something? You say you are a teacher. You are a teacher. There are online tutors that are making money. There are teachers that you've been teaching for years. You don't even have a school. Look at you. You are a lecturer. How many books have you written? How many books have you written? Understand the business in your career. So you're a professor of economy. You've been teaching students for the past 32 years and you don't have any book that you have written that you can sell to them. You are a teacher, 35 years, not even crèche. You know if you open crèche, you know if you open. Are you learning wisdom? See, after I want you to go back today and sit down, take 30 minutes and just think with pen and paper. What do I have that I can do now that will give me money? And if you are a worker, you are working in your job, ask yourself, this work I'm doing, what is the business part of this job? And put on your thinking cap. Even if you are a gate man in a hotel, you can still make money. There is a business part of what gate man work. Legit money, not that you are stealing money from people. No, you don't need to defraud anybody. Now let me ask you a question. That hotel you are doing gate man, do people lodge there with cars? Hotel is not for poor people, so people come and park. Abi, why don't you start washing their car? That one no be business. Even if they give you 500, 300, 1,000 according to their generosity, you make your money. You are not waiting for salary. Clean money. Okay, let's say that night 20 people lodge in that hotel with 20 cars and you wash all of them. How much is that? If they pay you for 500, how much is that? You are doing night duty. In fact, if I were you, I'm the gate man, I were you, I would tell the manager, put me on permanent night. So 20 cars, let's do calculation. 20 cars is how much in one day? In 1 month, how much is that? I'll tell God, I don't want to go for off. How much is that? How much in a month? How many people working in bank do they pay 300,000? You know what I say, people's problem is pride. They want tie, slavery, civil servant. See, when they call you civil servant, they are correct. They are telling you are a servant. Salary and slavery go together. Salary and survivor go together. Financial slavery, and then you are now having that tie is like rope they used to. You understand? You don't understand. You are a civilized servant. If you check the meaning, the origin of the word salary, is actually from the word wages. And what is wages? Wage is the price they pay for a slave those days after weighing them on a weighing scale. That's why they say they put civil servant on salary scale. You have been weighed. A slave that is weighed. Are you getting? By next week, I will tell you what to do with your salary so that you will not die broke. Because it's not just the amount that they pay you. That's not the issue. The issue is, do you know what to do with the money so that you will become rich? We might not be able to take everything today. Are you getting this? That's why I say a lot of all these look at Bolt, for instance. A Bolt driver was telling me he makes 248,000 in 1 month. Bolt driver, 248,000. And somebody is still carrying pallet around looking for government job. How many jobs do government even have to give you? Can't you see the number of graduates they churn out of university every year? Let my people think of what you can do. Monetize your gift, monetize your skill, monetize your talent. Think, these hands, what can he do? A man started a laundry business with only his hand. As in, only his hand. One day the guy suffered, hunger dealt with him. Sometimes he will stay 1-2 days, no food. And he will try to ask people, they refuse to help him. The guy then sat down and started thinking. He put on his thinking cap. That's why I say hunger is good sometimes. It forces you to think. empty pocket, empty bank account, nothing. The guy said, what can I do to give me money in a legitimate way? How can I make legit money? And the idea came to him. He should start washing people's clothes, laundry business. The problem is he doesn't have a shop, he doesn't even have money to afford one. He doesn't have the detergent, the soap, even the bucket, money to buy the bucket, he doesn't have. It's zero naira. But the guy decided to work on the idea. He will clap his hand. Pop, 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 pop. He will knock people's house, knock gate. Pop, 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 pop. He will clap. So, any problem? He said, I just want to let you know. I do laundry work. If you have any clothes, dirty clothes, I can wash them for you, and my price is very cheap. And then when he told them the price, they said, okay, I get some clothes now. The guy gave him. Say, okay, when will you bring it back? And then he now told the guy, I beg, uncle, bring buckets and bring soap. Say, I no get soap. He say, I bring money for soap. Say, I go deduct them from your price. Brain. What was the capital he used to start that business? Zero naira. It's just brain. The guy took it and he did an excellent job. Washed the clothes, dry it, brought it in record time, and they paid him. From that money, at least he chopped food that day. Then he sat down. The guy, the business is moving to the permanent side. Then the guy then started publicizing in all the neighborhood that he is into laundry. Now this time around, the clothes became much. He will watch for this, watch for that. Money started coming in. He print handbill for publicity. So when he watch for you, he will give you a bag. Tell your friends, share it for me. Tell all these people in this compound. He will go to that compound. Before you know, the guy bought, what is this called? Pressing iron. He now told them that I know only the wash at the iron club too. So if you wash, charge you separate for washing. If you want it iron, your price will be higher. Before you know, the guy rent shop. God was blessing the business. Before you know, the work became too much. He employed one person. Before you know, he employed two. Before you know, he opened three more shops in different locations. The same laundry business. Before you know, the guy was no longer doing the work. Rather, he was training people. Now he's employing close to 20 people. A jobless, hungry man that didn't have food to eat just few years ago is now an employer of labor. Long story cut short, the guy has opened so many branches, he's now a millionaire. Laundry that he started just by clapping. I say, put on your thinking cap. Too much food is your problem, some of you. You too much food that you have eaten, you are not thinking straight. Have you not heard of the guy that made mobile toilet? Have you not heard of his story? The mobile toilet guy. The idea for mobile toilet came to him when he attended a crusade in Lagos. And there was no place for people to poo-poo. People have to be doing short put. You know short put? They will enter bush, use leather or something, poo-poo inside, then they will throw it. You understand? It was a crusade venue, no toilet, no place for people to ease themselves. So the guy then thought, the idea then came to, see, anywhere you see problem, there is opportunity to make money if you can proffer solution to that problem. The guy thought of it, said, is it possible to have a kind of toilet that is mobile so that these people can use? That was where the idea came to him. When he saw that people were stranded, they have to be entering, you see, person, papa, they enter bush, poo-poo. Pekin, enter, mama, you understand? He said, guy, no, there has to be a way. Then the guy went back and worked on that idea. And long story cut short, he did the first mobile toilet. It wasn't too perfect. So the next time you see anywhere there is gathering, all the, you know, Ode, Yoruba people, trust them now. Every weekend there must be wedding. They will block all the road. Somebody is getting married. Somebody is doing party. Somebody, you know, crusade program. The guy will go with his mobile toilet. Say, very cheap. You want to do number one, 20 naira. Number two, 15 naira. You know number one? You use yourself. You want pee. Number two is what? You want poop. From 20, 50, he later increase it 50, 100. So people will come, long queue. They will pay. They will use the toilet. Then flush it. And all of that. And before you know, the guy went back. When he saw that that one was not enough, he made so many. Long story cut short, as I'm talking with you now, that guy that invented mobile toilet is a multi-millionaire. They use it all over Nigeria and even beyond. And the thing has become like a franchise. If you enter Lagos, as you're entering, you will see somewhere they put advert for the mobile toilet, and the guy say shit money no the smell. Shit, when he bought his first car, he put on the plate number, he say shit money no the smell. Somebody say idea. The power of an idea. Use your brain, think. Just look at your community, look at your neighborhood, look at where you stay. What are the problems there? Think of supplying solution. Money will come. Am I communicating? Second putter is entrepreneurship. Start your business. Let me tell your neighbor, start your business. And you must job before you start your business. Let me say it. You must not leave your job before starting your business. You can be doing your business even with your job or your career. I told you there is a business aspect of a career. Abi, become an intrapreneur even in your job. Start your business. I'll stop here. I will throw more light next week. I can't reach that man today. Celebrate them as they go back. We'll stop here. Our time is fast spent. Have you been blessed? Rise to your feet. Rise to your feet. Kila bakasaya. Shelege bakadaya. Can you lift up your voice? I tell you, this year is going to be your best financial year. I'm telling you. God is going to give you so much wisdom, divine ideas, money-making ideas, wealth creation idea, idea to create and add value. I want you to lift up your voice. Say, Father, I receive the rain of divine ideas, of divine wisdom, to create wealth, to make money. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and talk to God. Wisdom for wealth. Kelebu kusebele tiza branta kabarakata. Sheli kubrunde se frete legedia. Akabagedo gubreke tiki brakadai. Manda purasidi efrendo sukupelida halabadia. Mandaba kushala brande ke pura palata. Rakatose fele tendros kutus ketila brankanta konto fretete. Mande pura sa braka palagadaga bragadai. Irutuse fele tila varundu fretila gavadia. Jete kete ke brekete ke brekete ke brekete. Roko popo se brindu se fele tina. I receive wisdom for wealth. I receive wisdom for wealth. Divine ideas. In the name of Jesus. Listen, I want you to cry out to God. Father,
show me, reveal to me where my money lies. Listen, everybody's money is hidden somewhere. It may be in a business, it may be in a particular investment. You understand? You just need to find out by revelation and then pull that trigger. Are you getting me? It was in a church that the pastor, after they prayed this kind of prayer led by the pastor, somebody that was in that service prayed the prayer seriously. Somebody struggling in Abuja, living on that bridge. And he said, God, reveal to me where my money is. He slept that night and he had a dream. He saw a big warehouse, a house full of, it started with one egg, as in koi egg. And the egg started increasing in the vision until the whole house, like a warehouse, was full of eggs. And that was all. When he woke up from that dream, he asked God, Father, I don't understand, egg everywhere. Then the Holy Spirit said, go into egg business. Start supplying egg. He was in Abuja. He had to borrow money self to come down to Abuja to buy egg from poultry farmers in Abuja. Sorry, in Jos. He came from Abuja to Jos, bought eggs at a cheaper rate from poultry farmers in Jos. Then he took it back and started supplying all these Meshai man selling Indomie. They sell Lego, they bought. He went to all these mama put, all these roadside food sellers, supply egg. And then God started prospering it at a point, restaurants, all these big supermarkets, they will order for his egg, they will place demand, the guy will come with truck and carry egg. It got to a point that this guy I'm talking to you, he was the one supplying Transcorp Hilton, Sheraton in Abuja. Do you know how many eggs those hotels consume? Long story cut short, the guy is a multi-millionaire. He built a house in Abuja from egg business. This guy built house, dedicated, call his pastor to dedicate the house from egg business. Is it car that is his issue? He had so many of them. Now this is the same person that was sleeping on that bridge. I want you to cry out, Father, show me exactly where my money, reveal to me what to do, the business to do, the step to take, the investment to make. Grace for revelation. Lift up your voice. Grace for revelation. Mandabala koso fratatatai. Grace for revelation. Wisdom and revelation. The spirit of wisdom and revelation. Let it be poured forth upon me. Shagabatizo pontekeva. Radeke brendo so feketeke borokotus. I receive divine revelations of where my money lies, of what to do, the steps to take. Kaliko baraka pata, the career, the job, the business, the investment that will fetch me serious money. Shaliko boroko potea. In the name of Jesus, you are going to cry out, Father, I receive grace for obedience to these kingdom financial principles. You know, it's one thing to know, it's another thing to apply what you know. And you are not wise until you do the right thing that you know. You know, we can teach these laws and principles. People will hear it and not do it. You are going to cry out, "Father, it must never be me. I receive grace to be a prompt doer, because the blessing is in the doing. I receive grace to apply these laws." We started them today. We will complete the remaining laws next week. You are going to say, "Father, I receive grace to apply everything that is being taught me now in order to enter my wealthy place, in order to create wealth, in order to fulfill my glorious financial destiny." Can you lift up your voice and talk to the Lord? In the name of Jesus, give me Isaiah 1:19. It says, "If you be willing and obedient." If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the best of the land. It's the Living Bible translation. I say, "If you only let me help you, if you will only obey me, I will make you rich." If you obey these laws of kingdom financial prosperity and apply them correctly, consistently, with diligence, it says you will be rich. People are poor because either they are ignorant of these laws, or they know the laws but they have refused to apply them. Are you getting it? So either ignorance or disobedience to these kingdom financial principles and laws that we are teaching is responsible for the poverty of people. No, I'm talking of the Living Bible translation, not NLT. Am I communicating? We don't have the Living Bible. Now give me Job 36:11. He said, "If they obey and serve him," if they obey and serve him, obedience and service, "they shall spend their days in prosperity." You see, kingdom prosperity answers to obedience. Obedience to those laws and principles that we are teaching now. It says they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in what? In pleasure. In pleasure. You are going to cry out one more time, "Father, grace for obedience. I refuse to be just a hearer. I receive grace to be a doer." The grace, the doing power, the doing ability. Can you lift up your voice? Grace to apply these laws. Grace to apply these principles with diligence. In order to fulfill my divine destiny. Grace. Manda para sofre tila kundo flakatai. Shelemendo sofra hadia.
Thank you, Father. We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Satlong King, or to partner with us, please visit www.agmionline.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 006-530-2610 or 0703-699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.